We meet Elijah today in the beginning of 1 Kings 19 as a man who is just exhausted. He's had enough. He's just frustrated. He's kind of hit the wall, if you like. Elijah in the previous chapter had this amazing triumph. Elijah had stood there as the sole representative, it seemed, of the Lord our God. And he had stood there in the face of this 450 strong group of the prophets of Baal, this false god called by the queen, called by Jezebel. And Elijah had defied them. Elijah had called them to a test there on the slopes of Mount Carmel. And he had presented these two identical offerings. And he said, okay, we'll have this test, that whoever's God is able to answer with fire, that will be the God that we will worship and serve. And the people had agreed to this test. And so from dawn until dusk, the 450 prophets of Baal had called upon the name of their God. They had cried out, they had gone into these ecstatic dances, a little bit like Bishop Peter did on Saturday night at the youth rally, but that's another story. And they had received no reply. And Elijah continued to provoke them and to call them to, maybe your God is sleeping. Maybe you just need to cry out louder. Maybe he's gone to the toilet. Maybe you need to wake him up. Maybe you need to call him back. And so they do all these incredible things, and they begin to cut themselves with knives in order to try and get their God to answer. But there is no reply. And then in turn, it's Elijah's opportunity. And so he calls for bucket loads of water to douse the offering. And then he just makes a very simple cry, a simple prayer to the God of his fathers. And the Lord answers with fire. And so there's this powerful demonstration of the strength and wonder and gift of our God. But then Queen Jezebel answers. Then Queen Jezebel says that, Elijah, your life is now forfeit. Even though he has stood in this powerful and mighty way for the God of Israel, even though he's been able to oppose to their faces this strong group of 450 prophets, the one voice of Jezebel is enough just to petrify him. And so like any good man, Elijah runs away. He goes off into the wilderness, and just that's where we find him today. This at the end of the first day of his journey into the desert of the Negev. And he's just there, exhausted, lying there under a tree. And I think Elijah in lots of ways is a model of the Catholic Church today. We've struggled, we've tried hard, we've battled, it seems, day in, day out, week after week, to be faithful to the Lord, just as Elijah has done. But it seems that the church is tired. The church is exhausted. All we want to do is just lie back and allow death to take its course. But unlike Jezebel, who sends this messenger of death, who sends these assassins after Elijah, the Lord our God responds in a different way. The Lord indeed sends a messenger of life. The Lord sends an angel to come and to bring food and drink for Elijah. And just says to Elijah, get up, eat and drink. And so Elijah does. He's fed and he's nourished by the food and the drink. But then he's still exhausted, and so he goes back to sleep. And there's a time for that. There's a time to go on retreat. There's a time to find our refreshment once again in the Lord. If you're just completely stuffed, if there's nothing that you can find to recreate that energy that once you had, maybe it's time to take that lesson from Elijah. Maybe it's time just to rest in his presence. But there will come a time when the messenger of God will call us and say to us, now, Elijah, get up and eat. And now the angel gives a reason. Because unless you eat and drink, the journey will be too long for you. Unless we gather at the table of the Lord. Unless we allow the Lord to feed us in His Word and the Eucharist. Indeed, the journey will be too long. Indeed, the church will not be able to do what God has called us to be and to do in the world. To be His very sign and witness in the world. To be the very presence of God. To be His hands and feet. Unless we allow the Lord to deeply nourish us, to enrich us, to feed us, to refresh us, then the journey will be too long. And so Elijah again gets up. He eats. He drinks. He allows the Lord to feed him. And then, strengthened by this food, he's able to make this journey of purification for the 40 days through the wilderness, making his way bit by bit, but surely to the mountain of God, the Mount of Horeb, also, of course, called Mount Sinai, the place where the Lord had first met not just an individual, but the whole people of God gathered there together when he first encouraged them to be his chosen race, his royal priesthood, his people set apart to sing the praises of God, as St. Peter reminds us in his first letter. This is our call as his people, to be gathered, to be nourished, to be fed by him in order to be his very witness and presence in the world. The Lord will call us again to encounter him. The Lord will call us like he called Elijah to meet him on that holy mountain. Back in the time of Moses, the Lord revealed himself in all of these incredible signs and wonders. The Lord revealed himself in the strong earthquakes and the mighty wind and the rushing fire. All of these amazing manifestations. But for Elijah, the Lord did not reveal himself in any of these ways. How did the Lord come? It was just in the sound of a gentle wind, the sound of silence. That is where the Lord spoke finally into the heart of Elijah, this very human representative of the prophetic call of God. If you're tired, if you're feeling frustrated, if you're feeling saddened by where the church is, then perhaps you can hear this call to Elijah. Get up, be fed and nourished by the Lord again. If you need to sleep, then sleep. But know that that is not the end of the journey. The Lord wants to strengthen us for this journey through the wilderness, to encounter him and then to continue to do his work in the world. When Elijah was on the mountain and he stood there before the very presence of God, and he said to God, Lord, why have you left me alone? Why am I the only one left? Why are there none others who have not bowed down to the prophet Baal? Why am I the only one who has remained faithful to you? And the Lord said to Elijah, Elijah, you are not alone. You are not the last one left. There are thousands of others that I have also called that remain faithful to me, that have not bowed down and worshipped false gods. Sometimes when we feel alone, we need to remember that around us are this field of witnesses. There are so many others who, like us, have remained faithful to the Lord. The Lord has called an army. The Lord continues to mobilize his church to be his very presence in the world. The Lord feeds us in the table of the Eucharist. The Lord feeds us with his word. The Lord invites us to be strengthened and renewed so that we can continue to journey with him, to walk with him, to be his very presence as his covenant people here in the world.